Hey, Ruben, it's Lamar.
Hey, how are you doing? I was actually just about to shoot you an email.
Hang on one second. Sorry about that.
No, not a problem. So I was just about to shoot an email, but I appreciate your call. So I went back and forth with our underwriter today. I told them basically we got to get you an answer because that's your timeline. They're unable to put together an approval for you on extended term financing. I'm not here to push the product. Someone tells me, you know, hey, I'm not interested in this product. I'm not going to say, well, you should do it. I don't like doing that. They shared with me, hey, we do think this customer could develop a relationship with working capital. You're a very unique customer in that you've got access to capital that many people in your position don't. So if that's something that ends up being a need, I would love to be the person that does that for you, but I'm not going to push it on you. But for extended financing, it's just something that I don't think Bank of Carter could provide at this time. The reason they're giving me is that on the business credit, there's a lot of trades that are showing up as past due. It's not so much the personal credit. It's the personal credit combined with the business credit. That's their biggest concern.
Did you share the history of what happened to us, which would explain why?
Absolutely, I did.
Okay.
I don't paint, you know, a blue cow yellow, but I tell the truth and say, hey, look, here's the deal. You know, the way that I kind of look at this is the following. Your situation is, how long have you been renting this equipment?
6 months.
6 months, and you're paying thousands of dollars a month, correct?
Yep.
Okay, I think just what, and can I share kind of my thoughts with you or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you can access capital from someone else, especially kind of your own part of your own lending sphere, then that's probably a good avenue. It really comes down to pros and cons. I don't think you doing a, is there a financing company out there that will probably do some weird deal for you? Yeah, but the amount of time, paperwork, and headache is just, it's not going to be worth it. You're going to get frustrated by that process. That's my opinion. I think this, you know, I think then, like I said, I'm not here to push this product at all, but this is just how I just had a conversation with another customer who is in the very similar situation that you are. They're like, hey, if you're not for working capital, I will never do it. The interest is way too expensive. But then we found out that they can't qualify for a traditional loan at all. That's a whole other issue unto itself. They can qualify for a cash loan. They have zero credit history, but they have good cash flow. And I told them, hey, look, you've been subbing out your work for the last, I think it's 9 months. 9 or 10 months, and they're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So I think the only thing that I would share with you is this. You might want to reconsider capital simply because even though you don't like the daily or weekly payments, it can actually bring you value, but I just do not want to be the greasy salesperson who pushes that on you when a customer says, hey, look, someone's told me about that and I don't want to do it. That's the only thing I would share with you is to kind of look at it from a different perspective.
And I understand that, and I appreciate you taking the approach you do and not trying to push something. And I'll look at it a little further, but I'm just, at this point, what I really need to do right now is I need to take care of this equipment deal.
That's what I'd say, like, the working capital could be an avenue where you take this, and there are a lot of customers who use capital to buy equipment. It's just two halves, one dozen. They see the value. So that's the only 2 cents I'm giving you. It's not going to be impossible. It's not going to still be like an easy approval. There are a lot of obstacles, but that's just the 2 cents. But I'm not here to push, and I'm just here to tell people kind of the way I see things. And frankly, we learn a lot of business by telling people the truth, and sometimes they come back to us and say, hey, look, you know what I thought about it? If you can do this for me, maybe it's something I consider.
Okay, so here's what I'd like to ask of you.
Sure.
And obviously.
And by the way, your credit's not been pulled by Cardiff. There's a soft pull, but there's no hard inquiry.
Okay, thanks. So what I need to do now is I did not, and this is kind of rare form for me. I typically, just because of the business I'm in, you know, when we buy steel, we're looking at 3 or 4 different vendors, always looking for the best deal. I was not really out soliciting other financing. I just really, it was on the back burner.
Okay.
And so now I've got to go back and tell these people that the deal that I thought I had done isn't going to work. Could I trouble you to send me a short I don't want anything that you're uncomfortable writing, obviously, but something that just says, hey, I thought I could do this. It turns out I can't. I need to show them that I've actually done some work on this and not just been stringing them along.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah, and definitely my goal is not to tell someone I think I can get them approved. I mean, I don't know what conversations you had, you know, with Ja originally on, you know, on LinkedIn, but, and I'm not trying to say, hey, in my defense, but if I had known about the credit issues up front, I would have said, hey, here's the deal. I don't like to brush around that. I don't like to do that to people. So the second I found out about it, I said, hey, look, here's the issue. I'm more than happy to,
you know, and I take responsibility for that. I could have told you that sooner. It just didn't come up, and it sounded like we had an easy path to get this done, which I should have thought in retrospect was a
good thing. So, yeah, here's what I'm going to do. If it comes from, like, a sales rep's email or a representative here, you're not going to get much credence. So what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to have a credit officer shoot you over an email. It's going to basically say, I think that'd be more helpful for you, correct?
Yep.
Or I can send it from you.
I just want something real simple that I can show the guy that I'm doing business with that, look, I'm sorry. I thought I had some way to get this done over the last few weeks, and unfortunately it's not going to work out, so I've got to start over. I don't want him to feel like I'm playing games with him.
You're bullshitting him. Understood. Concerns, yeah. So here's what I can do. I can just shoot you an email. If you can do me a favor, you could just, like, black out my email address, feel free to do the Bank of Cardiff thing, but if you could do that as courtesy, I'd appreciate it. So here's what I'll do. I'll shoot you an email, and I'll just say, and I'm going to run this by you, and you let me know. I'll say, hi, Lamar. Thanks again for applying. I know you provided everything we've asked for. Unfortunately, our underwriters have been unable to get an approval. Do you want me to address any reasons why we can't? I mean, I can send you, like, a quote-unquote official decline email. I don't think that's really helpful. Do you want me to talk about why we can't do it or just that we've been working on it?
Just that you've been working on it, and we thought we were going to get it done. Unfortunately, some things have come up that are going to prevent that.
Well, and that Lamar, and like I said, and I don't know what conversation you had with Ja, but I never told someone, hey, I think I can get this done. The second I found out about the credit, I would have never let
someone. You can leave that part out. Just something that indicates we were working on it, and it turns out it won't be done. So, I mean,
all right, that's fair enough. That's completely fair. Let me do this. I'm going to shoot you an email. Let me know if it works. If you want me to edit it, man, I'm a real person. Just give me a call and say, hey, here's how I kind of wanted to read. And it's not a problem at all.
Well, I appreciate it. And I'll certainly be back in touch and hopefully with some better credit scores down the road.
Yeah, whatever I can do. Give me a holler. And thanks again. I'm sorry about the disconnect. I think this is more disconnect with me and John. And I'll give her a holler, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.